Korea today reminds me of Germany a half century ago in the way that communal bonds tend to override ideological conflict.
NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
North and South Korea, like East and West Germany, were products of deals with the Soviet Union made during World War II. Both of the Western protégés owe their continued existence to America's willingness to go to war for them, and in the case of Korea, America did. The Kim Il-sung of the German Democratic Republic, East Germany, was the spade-bearded Stalinist dictator Walter Ulbricht. His Stasi secret police terrorized people, and he built a wall across Berlin to stop them from fleeing to a hospitable West. And yet, to the frustration of the American authorities, West Germany poured millions into keeping the GDR afloat for the sake of family and cultural connections. Like South Korea today, West Germany had a ministry that was devoted to advancing the cause of unification. West Germany's sunshine policy was called Ostpolitik, Eastern policy. Today, to the enormous frustration of the Bush administration, it finds the South Korea it protects more anti-Washington than anti-Pyongyang. The Washington Post, in a comprehensive report from Seoul, found sympathy for North Korea and anger towards the United States. Some Koreans said that if North Korea wants to have nuclear weapons, it should have them. A 29-year-old South Korean, to whom the invasion in 1950 may be only a historic footnote, said, "There's no way North Korea will attack us with its nuclear weapons. We're the same country. You don't bomb and kill your family." The principle that has guided South Korea policy all these years, that the country needs American protection from the communist menace from the North, no longer seems to hold. The Post quoted a young man as saying, "If the United States left, I wouldn't mind." That goes further than anything I heard during my 6 years in Germany, where there are still American troops stationed. But such attitudes help to explain why the Bush administration is having so much trouble forging a common front against the nuclear threat from North Korea. This is Daniel Shore.